Hello?
Hi, my name is Kay, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
You are?
And how may I assist you, please?
Well, I called last week and nobody called me back. I talked to a lady, she took some information, and she's supposed to call me back about 3, and she never did.
So how may I assist you?
Okay, I want to file for unemployment.
I'd be happy to help you with that. I just need your social security number.
Right, 416-15-4109.
And what's your name? Okay, for some reason we have a bad connection.
Okay, can you hear me now?
And what is your name?
Mandrian. M-A.
I just need your last name,
okay.
Please.
Smith.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to register you into our system. So now you can spell your first name for me, please.
Mandrian.
Okay, thank you. And verify your social security number again for me.
416-15-4109.
Okay, and your date of birth?
11/28/78.
And your mother's maiden name before she married?
Ball, B-A-L-L.
Do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Was it issued by the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's that license number?
Oh, Lord, let me get where I can see it. Hey, you want to need glasses? Okay. I'm going to have to get better locked.
Is this an Alabama driver's license?
It is.
Okay.
Six, three, seven. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, gosh. 0153.
Repeat the number again, please.
637-0153.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we got you registered. I'm just going to open an application for you. And I just need you to answer the questions on the application. Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All this makes it scary.
It's a protection, really.
Okay. I've never filed for unemployment that I remember.
Yes, that's okay. We'll help you get it filed. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No. Not that I know of. I talked to a lady the other day, but she never called me back.
Okay. Did you receive a notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification? And that's for people who worked overseas.
No.
Okay. Right. Has your name changed since the last time you filed? And if you've never filed, it would be no.
No.
Okay. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Okay. So is 256-608-1291 the best contact phone number for you? Did I lose you?
Oh, you know, my phone, I'm sitting right here by the Wi-Fi box. I don't know what's wrong with it. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Yeah, that's a good phone number.
Okay.
I tried to do this online, but it wouldn't ever pull up no application. It said, kept saying error 403.
Okay. All right, so this system will verify information more than one time. So one more time, would you verify your date of birth for me?
11/28/78.
And your mother's maiden name?
Ball, B-A-L-L.
And your Alabama driver's license?
Yes, ma'am. Let me get it again.
Okay.
637-0753.
Okay, that's not the number you gave me the first time. So what's the number?
0153.
Okay, I'm not hearing you. You're fading in and out.
I don't know why. It's 637-0153.
Okay. And are you white, black, or Asian?
I'm white.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
I think it was 10th.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your residential address, please?
7153 County Road 52, Dolphin, Alabama.
I didn't get the city.
Dolphin.
D-A-W-S-O-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
35966.
Where you live and where you receive your mail, is it the same address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I have 7153 County Road 52, Dawson, D-A-W-S-O-N, Alabama, 35966. Is that correct?
35963.
Okay, we'll change that to a 3. Seven 153 County Road 52, Dawson, Alabama 35963. Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked, what was your job title?
Caregiver, I guess. I think that's what they had me as.
Okay.
They had me as supervisor. They kept changing my pay, so I don't know.
So you're home health?
I work for a group home.
And is that the kind of
work?
Is that the kind of work you're looking for?
I'll probably go back to a restaurant. I've had surgery, and I'm waiting to be released from my doctor.
Okay. So you want to choose restaurant? What kind of work in a restaurant?
Yeah.
What kind of work do you want to do in a restaurant?
Like cashier, drive-through, something like that.
And you have experience as a cashier?
Yes, ma'am. I do.
Okay. Are you a part of a union hiring hall that helps you to find work?
No, ma'am.
Are you registered to attend school or training?
I'm in Northeast and getting my GED.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
They told me that I still had a job. They were bringing in new management. And so I called the new management and was talking to them about my application I was fixing to fill out and about my background check and all of that. And then I told them about my background check, what would come back on it. And they told me that they couldn't hire me, so I didn't have a job no more. Like, I didn't see it. They told me I had a job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trainer occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No. My doctor released me. I had knee surgery.
Okay.
Is this filling out for me to get unemployment?
These are questions on the application that has to be answered.
Okay.
So it says, since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? In other words, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you? If so, answer yes. Important note. If sickness or injury prevents you from working on a job for which you are qualified based on your past experience and or training, benefits can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are able to work. And so then it gives a reason why you're unable to work, and it's because you're under doctor restrictions. You are not released yet, correct?
Yes, I go the 18th to find out if I can go back to work, I reckon.
Okay. All right. So if you were able to work, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
What's reasonable?
It's up to the individual. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30?
10.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12 an hour.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Own a business?
No, ma'am.
Work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Working solely on a commission basis or have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Applied for or receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Is that a good idea? I mean,
it's up to the individual. If you don't want them to take it out of your benefits, you have to report it at the end of the year.
Yes, take it out.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, state debit card or direct deposit?
Direct deposit.
Okay. And it has to be a traditional bank. It cannot be Chime, PayPal, or Cash App.
It is. It's Bancorp. Or
okay.
Actually, Cadence now.
Okay. Do you want it to go to a checking or savings account?
Checking, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I just need your routing number and your account number, please.
Oh, gosh. Where do I get that? Let's see.
It should be on your banking statement, your account number, and if you have a check, your routing number would be the first group of numbers on the bottom to the left. Next group of numbers is your account number.
Full account agreement here.
Okay.
So just let me find it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right here, my goal. This is my savings, is what it says.
So you're changing it from a checking to a savings account?
I guess so.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, it says my goal savings account number. Okay, is that what you need?
I need the routing number and the account number.
Oh, my Lord, I don't know where the routing number is.
I can hold for 2 minutes if you can call and ask your bank for their routing number and then give me the account number.
Will it be on in my checkbook, basically?
You're giving me a savings account number now, right?
Yeah, but I have both.
So it's up to you whether you want to do it to a checking or savings.
I don't know the savings routing number. Hang on. I don't even have. All I have in here with me is a debit card. I didn't know I needed that. I thought I had everything I needed. Let me check the card. Okay, I'm going right here. And I have another folder. Because I didn't know I needed that. Right here it is. Bancorp. Okay. Okay. Let's see. A customer number. I'm trying to get you the information you need. Okay, we can do the checking one, okay?
Okay, I changed it to checking. I just need the routing number.
Okay, now, let me try to find the routing number. But I got the paperwork, so it should be in it, right?
I'm not sure what paperwork you're looking at.
The account agreement.
I don't know if they list your routing number on there, but you can look.
I am. A TIN number? I don't know what that is.
Do you have checks with your account?
No.
Okay. So you may have to call the company or your bank and ask them for the routing number if you don't have the routing number.
Okay, but then I would lose you.
It's going to drop anyway. After 30 minutes, it drops the call. But you're going to have to, I can hold for 2 minutes. I can give you 2 minutes if you can call and get the routing number.
Okay, I can call and then you'll call me back. How does this work? You call me back?
I'm holding on right now for 2 minutes.
If I lose you, do I have to start the process over?
If the call drops,
yes,
depending on how long I've held, you have to start the call over. Or the application over.
Good Lord. Okay. They're not answering. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
They did not answer on that call.
Well, you're going to need that information.
Okay, so I need
to your routing number and your account number.
Okay.
The other thing you can do is get a debit card, and then within the 3 weeks that it takes to process the claim, you can update your information.
Okay, let's do that. Can we do that?
Yes, ma'am, we can. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits with the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, the card is good until the valid true date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. So do you understand the terms and conditions of this card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And who was your last employer?
Okay. Right here in front of you, I'm going to check. So North Alabama Family Services.
Okay. Okay, and a phone number for them, please.
256-638-8082.
Okay. 256-638-8082. In what city were you working in?
I was working in Spice and Rainville.
So the name of the city is Rainville?
Rainsville.
R-A-I-N-E-S-V-I-L-L-E?
No. R-A-I-N-S-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay. And when did you start working for them?
Okay. Hire date 11/22/21.
And your last day to work?
The last day that I worked was June the 27th of 24.
Okay.
I'm sorry, this is wrong. The 26th. It was the 26th of the last day I worked.
Okay.
That was the last day I worked, mm-hmm. You know, since able to work for them.
Yes, ma'am. And so you're no longer working because you went out on medical leave?
Yes, I went out. I went to have surgery. They told me, and they was bringing in new management, told me I would have a job, but the new management would not hire me. I didn't meet their criteria.
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to type this in there, and then I'll continue with your application.
Okay. This all makes me nervous. I've never done it before.
Mm-hmm, I understand.
I wish I didn't have to do it.
I know. And you said this was for knee surgery?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I get my tickets out tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No. Uh-uh.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No. I got one more check coming for that week that I did work, the 26th, whatever.
Okay.
I'll get a check for that, and that's it.
All right. And do you certify that all your answers are true and correct?
To my best ability, yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1213 Lyman Court, 1229 Catherine Street, 1974 River Bend Circle, 3360 Alabama Highway 117. I have never... 3360?
Yes, ma'am. That's where I used to live. My mom.
Okay. From whom did you purchase the property at 1558 Novena Prairie? Did you purchase that property?
No, I never lived there.
Okay. And you didn't purchase it either, right?
Right.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? Have you lived in Vestavia, Mobile, Dutton, Hoover, none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. In which of the following counties have you ever lived or owned property? All of the counties are in Alabama. So is DeKalb, Fayette, Houston, Montgomery. I have never lived in any of these counties.
DeKalb.
Okay. And which of the following cities has never had a current or formal association to you? Flat Rock, Hinegar, St. Peter's, Geraldine, all of the above.
Flat Rock, Hinegar, and Geraldine.
Okay. So it's three statements directed to you. The first statement, I hear my file an internet claim, and that's what we're doing now for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yeah.
I certify on the penalty of perjury that I am the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the Claimant Benefits Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Okay.
The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into their website, alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, file weekly certification button on the homepage, or call 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly 1-800-752-7389.
And that's what? What is that?
The number you call to do your weekly certification once a week each week.
Once a week. Gotcha. Thank you.
Failure to file and complete your weekly certifications as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Certifications cannot be made on a Saturday. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet on our website under that same title. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least three potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list three work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. So, Ms. Smith, we've completed your application, and I'm going to give you a transaction number. It's like a confirmation number.
Okay, let me write this down. Transaction number. Okay.
It's 489-967-605.
Okay.
And you need your four-digit PIN number to do your weekly certifications. So that PIN number is 0978.
Okay.
Okay. So starting next week, you're going to do your first weekly certification. You're going to answer the questions on the phone line or on our website, and that's what will keep your claim open. If you miss a week of certification, it's going to inactivate the claim, and you're going to have to open this application over.
Okay.
Okay, so just make sure that you can get three jobs that you're looking for work with, the date you contacted, how you contacted them, and you might be able to get something working from home. And you can get the Career Center to help you with that. Or you can look it up on your own.
Okay.
Okay, and they're probably going to send a letter out to your doctor. If they need to, they'll let you know that information. Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. We're good.
All right. Okay, very good. And so you need to set up a claimant portal on our website. That way you'll be able to track the progress of your claim.
Okay. On the unemployment website?
On Alabama Department of Labor.
Alabama Department Labor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
Once you put it, would you be using your phone or computer?
I have either one.
Okay, so whichever one you choose, and it matters which one you choose because there are different instructions. But you would be able to see I am claimant and then claimant portal to sign in and
the
set it up. It's claimant, C-L-A-I-M-A-N-T, portal. It's like a kiosk that you go to your doctor's office and put all the information in.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I just hope this works.
All right. Just make sure you do your weekly certifications. That's what keeps the claim open and moving forward.
Okay.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Call Center. Have a great day. Bye now.
Bye.